I'm sorry to barge in on you like this, but I'm your fairy godmother. Wait, that doesn't make sense. I can't be your fairy godmother. You're older than I am. You can't have a fairy godmother that's younger than you. Let's see. Let's see. It doesn't say anything about this in a manual. Who wrote this manual anyway? They did a really bad job. Well, I don't know. I guess I could be your fairy goddaughter. Does that work? Okay, so maybe I should start over. Hi, I'm your fairy goddaughter. So, what am I supposed to do next? Let's see. According to the manual, I'm supposed to offer you three wishes, but. Oh. You want $1 million and a house on the ocean, and see, the problem is, I don't have an idea on how to give you any wishes or even grant any. I haven't gotten to that part of the training yet. I'm just a fairy godmother in training. I mean, a fairy goddaughter in training. That's right, I'm a trainee. This is actually an internship that my school put together with the FGG. That's the Fairy Godmothers Guild. And to be completely honest with you, you're my first mission. This is the first time I've been in anyone's fairy god whatever. So I'm really sorry, but I'm just your fairy goddaughter intern. I suppose that's a big disappointment for you. You were probably expecting an experienced fairy godmother who would swoop in and grant all of your wishes, and then everything would be great. But instead, you got me, a total noob who has no idea how to do magic. Well, I guess I'll just go then. I was really worried I wasn't going to be very good at this job, and it looks like it's true. Kind of weird and socially awkward. You could probably tell. And that's not what people expect when a fairy godmother shows up at their door. We're supposed to be all friendly and sunny and bright. Anyway, I'll just go. It was nice meeting you, sir. What? You want me to stay? Why? Honestly, I'm the worst possible fairy you could ever meet. I can't do magic. I can't even fly. These wings, they're totally fake. I bought them for Halloween last year, and this magic wand, it's just a stick I found at school with a homemade tinfoil star taped to it. That's not gold at all. I spray painted it. If I wave my wand in the air, see? No magic. Nothing at all. I'm the worst possible fairy god, whatever you'll ever meet. Oh man, my boss is gonna be so pissed when she gets my status report. She'll probably never let me go on another fairy godmother mission. What a disaster. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cry, but. Really? You seriously do want me to stay? I like talking with you too. I guess I could hang around for a little while if you really don't mind that I actually can't do any magic. And maybe if I do something nice for you, then my boss won't be so mad at me. So, what can I help you do? I mean, without any magic, since I can't do any magic. Maybe I can. I don't know. Do the dishes? Would that help? Or I could f help fold some laundry. It looks like you have a lot of laundry to fold. Yes, I could be your fairy godmaid. That'd be helpful, right? Too bad I wore this silly poofy pink dress. I should have wore one of those French maid outfits instead. I suppose you would have liked that. No? You like me just the way I am? And you don't want me to do the dishes or fold your laundry or anything like that? You just want me to sit next to you? Well, I mean, I can do that, but I'm supposed to help you. That's what fairy godmothers are supposed to do. Your third wish? It's true, you never did tell me what your third wish is, but it doesn't matter. I can't do any magic anyway. You want to kiss me? That's your third wish? Really? I guess that doesn't require any magic, but I don't really know how. I've never kissed a guy before. I've never even had a boyfriend or anything. It's really hard for me to make friends, especially with guys, because, well, I'm awkward. People aren't exactly clamoring to hang out with me. You have the same problem? I know what you mean. I'm sort of lonely too. Hey, here's an idea. Since I'm your fairy goddaughter, maybe you could be my human god daddy? I think that would be fun, and it would help you too, right? So my boss can't be mad at me about that. So, Daddy, should I sit down next to you now so we can kiss? Oh, oops. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sit on your lap. Well, maybe I kind of sort of did. And now about that kiss. Oh. This is really nice. I'm feeling all fluttery. Is that normal for kissing? I like having you as my human god daddy. I never knew it'd be so much fun to have a daddy. So, since we're kissing now, can we touch each other too? I've always wanted to touch a big, handsome guy. Yes, you are. You are big and handsome. You're way bigger than little old me, and you're very cute. And yes, oh yes, I've always wanted to be touched. Oh, Daddy, touch my breasts. I've never had them touched before, not like this. Squeeze them, Daddy. Kiss me and squeeze my titties. Now you're sliding your hand up my leg and under my dress. Yes, please touch me there. No, wait. I'll just take the stupid dress off. Then it won't be in the way. Excuse me. Yes. Kiss my nipples. And whatever you're doing with your hand in between my legs. Oh my God, keep doing it. I've never felt this fluttery before. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. Wait. Wait. You're gonna kiss me down there? Is that something people do? Oh. Wow. Oh. Oh my God. Oh fuck, I'm way beyond fluttery now. Oh, your tongue is magical. This is so much better than any type of fairy magic. What is this feeling? I'm shaking all over. I'm completely out of control. Ah, fuck. Ah, ha 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 ha. Ah! Oh. Wow. That was amazing. I had no idea it could be that great. And I know what will be just as fun as kissing you. Sexual intercourse. Really? It's my duty as your fairy goddaughter to have sex with you, don't you think? Would that be okay? I've never done it before, but I promise to try my hardest and be a good girl for you. So, should we take your clothes off now? Just one moment. Let's get this off you. Oh. Wow. Is that really what a cock is like? Or is yours a particularly large specimen? Average? Huh, no way. Well, I think it's amazing. It must be way above average. I don't think it's going to fit inside me, but it's spectacular. So, how should we do this? I don't have any idea how people do this. You want to be on top? Okay. I could just lay down and spread my legs. Do you think that'll work? Oh, well. This works just fine. Do you think it'll fit, though? It doesn't seem like it's fitting. I'm sorry, I'm so small. You think I'm perfect? And you'll think it'll fit? Daddy, you are the sweetest person ever. Oh! I think it'll fit. It hurts a little, but please, please keep going, Daddy. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, you are the greatest daddy ever. I think I'm starting to get the hang of being your fairy goddaughter. What do you think? Do you think I'm good at it? Do you think I'm a good fairy goddaughter? I'm so happy to hear you say that. Oh, Daddy, I'm feeling trembly all over again. Do you want to ejaculate inside me? I think I need it. I need your cum inside me. Tell me, Daddy. Tell me you want to come inside me. Tell me, say it louder, Daddy. Louder. Oh, say you want to come inside me. Tell me you want to make your naughty fairy goddaughter into your cum dump slut. Say it really loud, Daddy. That's it. That's my good Daddy. Thank you. And now it's time for you to come. I want you to give me 10 more solid thrusts. And then explode inside me. I'll count them down for you. 10, 9, Oh, Daddy, you're the greatest lover ever. 7. Yes. I'm getting all fluttery. 6. This is like magic. No, Daddy magic. 5. Harder, Daddy, harder. 4. Fuck your little bimbo fairy goddaughter as hard as you can. 3. Daddy, I'm coming. I'm coming. 2. I'm coming. Oh. 1. Daddy. Yes, come inside me. Yes. I'm your dirty little fairy cutter, and I want all your cum. I want you to shoot it all inside me. I want every drop of your precious semen deep inside me. Ah! Ah! Oh. That's my good daddy. You're my sweet daddy boyfriend. Thank you for filling me up so full. Now I need to go back to Fairyland and write my status report. I think my boss will be very happy with how this mission turned out. If I tell her that you're lonely and you need a friend, I'm pretty sure she'll let me come back again tomorrow. Would that be okay? I thought you might like that.